This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hey, you remember the big Target credit card breach? Yeah, of course you do. Stupid question, right? You know who else remembers, though? Businesses. Banks had to crank out millions of new cards for their customers who'd had their data stolen, new account numbers, to be more specific. And that switcheroo was a big problem for the businesses that rely on subscriptions and monthly memberships. From WMFE in Orlando, Florida, Amy Kiley has more on that.
Rocky Arbitel hates this sound.
Uh-oh.
That's a scanner rejecting a membership card for Arbitel's Orlando business, the gym downtown. Unfortunately, it's what greets about 30% of people coming here to work out. Many just haven't updated their credit card numbers on file. In his office, Arbitel points to a computer screen.
That is the decline list. That's all the credit cards that were dishonored, declined since January. And it's $57,000 worth of cards.
He says if his business hadn't been stable before this, it might not have survived. At an e-commerce expo across town, payment experts focus on what made customers change credit cards in the first place. Fraud.
Make sure that you're putting into your plan for the next 12 months some more money and some more resources to protect your company from fraud. Thank you so much.
Preventing fraud is a big topic of this expo, but so is dealing with it when it happens. Dan Burkhardt is CEO of Recurly, a subscription processor. He says when customers get new credit cards, they can sign up to automatically give those numbers to any business they use. Banks and credit card companies just put the information in a database, and merchants check it.
And for any match that occurs, this service will provide the replacement card, and then the transaction is processed with the new replacement card.
Here's the catch. To use the database, businesses have to pay to work with specific credit card processors. Some big companies don't do that, let alone the corner gym. Stephen Casco says limiting access slows innovation for everybody. He's CEO of the company that set up the e-commerce expo. It's called CardNotPresent.com. His solution to the subscription problem is competitive cooperation.
We in America invented the very idea of e-commerce. So I would say, do we have problems with what's going on right now? Absolutely. Are we best suited to solve it and have the rest of the world look to us as the model? You better believe it.
Casco says it's even time to look beyond credit cards themselves. He flips through the expo schedule and points to a name of someone doing just that.
I'm Shant Sarkissian. I'm the founder and CEO of Cortex MCP.
Sarkissian's company offers a mobile wallet. Here's how it works. People put a specific amount of money on their phones.
When I'm ready to make a payment, I just go in, I select the one I want to use, click Use Now, enter my PIN, hit Pay, boop, that's it.
A thief can only steal that amount, not drain an entire account. Other ideas include Bitcoin, biometric identification, and chip and PIN machines. In the end, Casco says, from the cable company to the corner gym, merchants will have to try something. After all,
actually getting paid is the core of that business. So there's no way around it. You have to become educated.
And this subscription problem isn't over yet. The largest banks have replaced about 21.8 million cards since the Target security breach. That's only about half the cards affected. In Orlando, I'm Amy Kiley for Marketplace.